Mark 14, verse 22. This is the reading of God's word. While they were eating, he took some bread, and after a blessing, he broke it and gave it to them and said, "Take it. This is my body." And when he had taken a cup and given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many." Amen. Please be seated. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time of a hearing of your word. We ask that you would bless all of us who are hearing your word. Let our faith grow, and with that growing faith, let us be able to witness our Lord Jesus Christ. And as we grow in your Son, Jesus Christ, let us be more and more like you. Let us imitate you in our lives. Let us bring glory and honor to you. Let us love you with everything we have. Bless us, God, and receive all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we come to chapter 14 of the book of Mark, if you start reading the book of Mark, we meet two kinds of people, especially in verses 1 through 11. Those who belong to heaven and those who belong to this world, the citizens of heaven and the citizens of this world. And those who belong to this world hate our Lord Jesus Christ. They want him dead. Chapter 14, verse 1. Now the Passover and unleavened bread were 2 days away, and the chief priests and the scribes were seeking how to seize him by stealth or in secret and kill him. And why they hate Jesus Christ so much? John chapter 3, verse 19 through 20. This is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light, and does not come to the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. These people who belong to this world, they are strictly this worldly, and this world-centered and self-centered. They are what Paul calls the enemies of the cross. Philippians chapter 3, verse 19. They are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their appetite, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their minds on earthly things. Thus, they do not delight in participating in the sufferings of our Lord Jesus Christ. They do not follow him. For to follow Jesus Christ, they must deny themselves and take up their crosses, and this they will never do. To them, to do so is foolishness, a stumbling block. They rather betray Jesus Christ. Chapter 14, verses 10 and 11. Then Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12, went off to the chief priest in order to betray him to them. They were glad when they heard this and promised to give him money. And he began seeking how to betray him at an opportune time. But the citizens of heaven They are different. Jesus has chosen them out of this world. You and I have been rescued from the domain of darkness and transferred to the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our citizenship is in heaven. We seek the things above where our Lord Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand of God. We set our minds on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. We love our Lord Jesus Christ. We join psalmists in saying, "Whom have I in heaven but you, God? And beside you, God, I desire nothing on earth." Jesus Christ is everything to us. So we pour ourselves, everything that we have, to Jesus Christ, just like the woman in chapter 14, verse 3. While he was in Bethany at the home of Simon the leper, and reclining at the table, there came a woman with an alabaster vial of very costly perfume of pure nard. And she broke the vial and poured it over his head. There the picture is that she is pouring out herself, everything that she has, to Jesus Christ. So you have in from verses 1 through 11, the contrast between the citizens of this world and citizens of heaven. We deny ourselves and we take up our crosses daily and we follow Jesus Christ. We consider our biggest honor to participate in His sufferings and His life. We have been recreated in the image of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by the work of the Holy Spirit in us, we are becoming more and more like Jesus Christ. Yes, our purpose is to be like Him. Do you see, brothers and sisters, do you see that to pour out ourselves to Jesus Christ, or to deny ourselves and taking up our crosses, it is actually being just like Him? Because that is exactly what He has done for us. He has poured out His life for us. He has denied Himself and gave Himself to us. He took up the cross for us. So do you see it? As we pour out ourselves to Jesus Christ and to deny ourselves and taking up our crosses, it is just imitating our Lord Jesus Christ. For you and for me, He suffered and died on a cross. And on that cross for us, His body was broken and His blood was shed. The Last Supper that we are looking at in our passage this morning shows us that reality. According to verse 12, the Last Supper's background is Passover. And you know the story. Passover. The last meal that Israelites had in Egypt right before they came out. God brought Israelites out of Egypt through Moses. And you know the story how they came out. God brought 10 plagues. And the last plague was the killing of the firstborn. They were told that they should sprinkle the animal's blood on their doorpost. And as God comes to judge, as He passes over the houses of Israelites, because of the blood, and spares Israelites firstborn. And the Israelites ate the meat in preparation for the journey. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7, Jesus is called our Passover, or in NIV, our Passover lamb. So Jesus is dying as our Passover lamb. Jesus, who is greater than Moses, is leading his people out of this world and sin and Satan. You see, the true exodus has begun in Jesus Christ. No, he is not just setting a good example. He is dying because of his people's sin. He is dying the death that we must die because of our sins. He is dying in our places. The eternal God is receiving on the cross the eternal judgment in our place. The Israelites deserved to die just like the Egyptians, but they were saved through the blood of the Passover lambs, which was pointing to Jesus Christ. You and I, we too deserve to die like those Egyptians, but through the blood of our Passover lamb, Jesus Christ, we are saved. He is dying for us because of our sins. Let me read to you a few passages. Isaiah 53, verse 6, 5 and 6. But he was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening of our well-being fell upon him, and by his scourging we are healed. All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. But the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him. 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21. No, that's the 2 Corinthians, right? 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21. He, God, made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Galatians chapter 3 verse 13. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24. Chapter 2, verse 24. And he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by his wounds you were healed. Jesus Christ our Lord is pouring out his life for his people. But in this chapter, Mark chapter 14, even as our Lord is pouring out his life for his people, the sinners are betraying him. They are selling him out and plotting to kill him. Even Peter denies him three times. Yes, we are not saved because we are any better than non-Christians. If you really compare Judas selling out Jesus and Peter denying Jesus, I wonder which sin is worse. Sinners all around him, betraying him, selling him out, denying him, planning to kill. But our Lord Jesus Christ is pouring out his life for his people. Verse 18 says, one who is eating with me will betray me. And verse 19, they began to be grieved and to say to him, one by one, surely not I. One by one, these 12 disciples, surely not I. How about us? Yes, we have been saved and became a new creation by and through his life, suffering, death, and resurrection. But just like the disciples, we are not confident, are we? Are you confident that you will not betray your Lord in your life? Well, we are confident in one sense that one day we will be perfect. And when that day comes, we will never betray him again. But just like these disciples, we are not confident. Surely not I? Question mark. You and I know that without his grace, without his prayer for us, without his work in us, we will surely live a life of betraying Christ every single day. But brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ does give us grace. He does pray for us. He does work in us. He began a good work in us and he will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus, the Bible says. And you know and I know that that is our only hope. Jesus Christ is our only hope. The night in which our Lord is betrayed is indeed a dark and dark night. The sinners plotted to kill him. His own disciples sold him out. His other disciples denied him. And verse 50 says, and they all left him and fled. And we are all like this. All fail miserably. Nobody. Only Christ. Everybody left him. And this is the true picture of all of us. If there is no grace coming from our God. The gospel, the good news, is that for us, there is Jesus Christ. The good news is that we have Jesus Christ. That Jesus Christ loves us who are worthless. He gives us hope and he is our hope. There might be some of you who might be saying, if I was there, I would never have left him. I would be with him until death. If you are saying that, then you do not know how you are. You do not know, you still do not know what kind of sinner you are. Look at our passage. Look at chapter 14 of Mark. All have left him. And he alone fulfills the will of God, and he does that for you and for me. Left alone, we will all betray him. Left alone, we will all deny him. Left alone, we will all leave him. You and I, you know who we are. We are cowards. We are all filthy sinners. Yes, brothers and sisters, we need Jesus Christ. I know it is painful to see our true picture. And when we do see our true picture, we despair. But brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, please realize that the gospel is written for you and for me. Look at Jesus Christ. Look at him. Look at your Creator, the Savior, the Consummator, who pours out everything, even his life for you. He loves you. You who are cowards, you who are worthless, you who are filthy sinners, but he loves you. And he's pouring out his life for you. Look at Jesus Christ who has prepared the table for you. Even today, that reality is clearly seen. Right before your eyes, your Lord prepared a table for you. Why? Because he knows you need him. He knows that apart from him, you will die. And brothers and sisters, look at Jesus Christ who has prepared the table for you. He gives himself to you. He gives you all of himself. His broken body is for you. His shed blood is for you. While they were eating, he took some bread, and after a blessing, he broke it and gave it to them and said, "Take it, this is my body." And when he had taken a cup and given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many." The cup and the bread, they point to his broken body and shed blood. And he gives them to you. He gives himself, all of himself to you. He is indeed our eternal nourishment for us. Without him, we simply die. The cup, according to Psalm 75 verse 8, Isaiah 51 verse 17, the cup is the cup of God's wrath and God's judgment. The cup of God's eternal judgment that we must drink because of our sins, but Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, drank it instead of us. Thus now for us who are participating in his supper, the cup is no longer the cup of God's judgment, but now it is the cup of God's blessing. Or according to Psalm 116 verse 13, the cup of God's salvation. Do you understand? Without Christ and what he has done for you, what he has accomplished for you, without all that, and you come to his table, then you are coming to his table to receive God's judgment. That's all it is. See, understand, nobody is in neutral ground. Everybody will come to God, either to receive blessing or receive judgment. No one is spared from coming to God. But you know, I know, we're just like these sinners in our chapter. And if we come to God apart from Christ, only thing that we deserve is the cup of His eternal judgment. But He drank that cup and gave you the cup of blessing. And the bread, John chapter 6 verse 51 says, I am the living bread that came down out of heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread also which I will give for the life of the world is my flesh, the true manna. That is what is offered to you. If you could just see your Lord, how He prepared His table and inviting His people, you, to come to His table and giving Himself to you, pouring out His life to you. Once you see that Jesus Christ, that Lord, you will never doubt the love of God for you. And that is so important in living the holy life that we're called to live. Yes, come and drink the cup of blessing. Drink the cup of salvation and eat the true manna. Your nourishment now and forever. Jesus said, this is my blood of the covenant. Or in Luke chapter 22 verse 20, the new covenant in my blood. The old covenant was also ratified by blood, the blood of the animal. Let us go there, Exodus chapter 24. Exodus chapter 24, verse 3 to 8. Then Moses came and recounted to the people all the words of the Lord and all the ordinances. And all the people answered with one voice and said, all the words which the Lord has spoken will do. Moses wrote down all the words of the Lord. Then he arose early in the morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain with 12 pillars for the 12 tribes of Israel. He sent young men of the sons of Israel, and they offered burnt offerings and sacrificed young bulls as peace offerings to the Lord. Moses took half of the blood and put it in basin, and in the other half of the blood he sprinkled on the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read it in the hearing of the people, and they said, all that the Lord has spoken, we will do, and we will be obedient. So Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people and said, behold, the blood of the covenant, which the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words. God is making a covenant with His people. And the blood of the animal was sprinkled on the altar. And after the people swore that they are going to keep God's commandments, the blood of animals was also sprinkled on the people, and the covenant was ratified. And did you hear what Moses said? As he sprinkled the blood on the people, he said, behold, the blood of the covenant. But as you know, that old covenant that was ratified in Exodus 24, that old covenant was broken by the people as they completely disobeyed God. Let us go to Jeremiah 31. Jeremiah 31. Verse 31. Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not like the covenant which I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant which they broke, although I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. At this, God could just say, they have broken the covenant, and I will bring down the judgment, and that's it. But that is not how he ends. You go to verse 33. But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and on their heart I will write it. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. They will not teach again each man his neighbor and each man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and their sins, sin I will remember no more. That promise of God is being fulfilled by our Lord Jesus Christ in our passage. Hear what Jesus says. This is my blood of the covenant, that the new covenant that God promised is ratified by our Lord Jesus Christ, is fulfilled by our Lord Jesus Christ. You and I now belong to this new covenant which cannot be broken, because this covenant is in terms of the perfect blood and the perfect obedience of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if we go back to Exodus 24 and read verse 9 and verse 11, we see what happened after the ratification of the covenant. Verse 9, then Moses went up with Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 of elders of Israel, verse 11b, and they saw God, and they ate and drank. After the ratification of covenant, God's people ate and drank with God. But there in the Old Testament, only the representatives went up to meet God and eat and drink with God. Only the representatives. But in this new covenant, all of people of God, not just representative, all of you are invited to the eternal heavenly wedding banquet of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, you are invited to eat and drink with God. And that reality is witnessed as we participate in the Lord's Supper. You are invited to supper with your God. Eat and drink with God. Have fellowship with God. As we see our Lord saying these words to his disciples, resurrected Lord is saying the same thing to you as he gives himself to you. We need Christ. Because apart from him, only death. Brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, come then. Come and receive Jesus Christ as he gives himself to you. Come and suffered with your God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you that He bore our sins and died on that cross, shedding His precious blood, so that with that blood, our sins are completely cleansed. He continues to give us Himself for our eternal nourishment, for our eternal life. Oh Father, let us receive Jesus Christ. And let us witness Jesus Christ. And let us love our Lord, our Savior, the consummator of our salvation, Jesus Christ, our God. Bless your people as we come to your table. Let us clearly see what your Son has done for us. Let us clearly see your love toward your people in Jesus Christ. Bless us, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.